Well, it is Friday once again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except the Coca-Cola man came by. Then, of course, there was the beginning of Christmas shopping season last Friday. They call it Black Friday. Millions of people out shopping for presents for their friends and family. But around our town, a lot of folks were taking the day off last Friday. After the rush of visitors on Thanksgiving Day, cousins, nieces, nephews, in-laws, and outlaws, and a huge meal, last Friday was a good day to, as Bud would say, rest a spell. And you know Bud, if anybody can rest a spell, it's Bud. And he has been known to rest for a spell and a half. Yeah, last Friday was a quiet day around our town. Pauline finally got the fruitcake done for this year, and not just one fruitcake, but 10, count them, 10 fruitcakes. One for the volunteer firefighters, one for the county sheriff's office, one for the old folks' home, one for the food bank, and 6 for the Salvation Army. Pauline uses the same fruitcake recipe every year. It includes all the normal stuff, flour, sugar, eggs, and butter. She also includes candied pineapple, dried figs, sweet cherries, walnuts, pecans, and a cup and a half of peach brandy. Yeah, Miss Pauline, as she always likes to say, look at the world as a big fruitcake. It wouldn't be complete without a few nuts in it. Cindy and Carl got their Christmas tree up earlier this week after several years of using an artificial tree imported from China. Cindy said they decided to support a local Christmas tree farm and get a real Virginia-grown tree this year. It was a beautiful afternoon they went out to the Christmas tree farm. They found the perfect tree, cut it down, and loaded it up in the back of Carl's pickup truck. And then they went inside the barn where the Christmas tree farm had set up a little Santa's workshop, filled with homemade wreaths and garland and fresh-baked cookies and hot chocolate. It was a good day, and it's a nice tree, grown just 2 miles from their house. But the big event of the week was the crowd out shopping last weekend. Big crowds, energetic crowds with credit cards in hand. But for most of the folks in our town, it was a day to rest a spell, maybe a spell and a half. Other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week. I'm Ish.